Yesterday, Elijah Cummings became the first black elected official to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Today, he was eulogized in Baltimore. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports Cummings' funeral at New Psalmist Baptist Church was the culmination of 3 days of tributes.
This morning, Cummings returned one last time to the church he attended nearly every Sunday for 4 decades. Just as firm as his relationship with New Psalmist was his relationship with Baltimore. After a long workday on the Hill, Cummings would commute back home to his brick row house in Madison Park. Today, his legacy of tireless advocacy brought powerful luminaries and leaders from D.C. and beyond to his beloved city for a celebration of life.
But we gather today for a homegoing celebration.
That's Bishop Walter Thomas speaking on his church's stage to a crowd of about 4,000. More than a dozen dignitaries and family members shared remarks and memories during the ceremony. Cummings' daughter, Jennifer Cummings, read a letter to her late father.
But Dad wanted me to understand and appreciate my blackness. And truly feel that my rich brown skin was just as beautiful as alabaster or any shade of the rainbow.
Cummings left behind a widow, Maya Rockamore Cummings. The chair of the Maryland Democratic Party spoke in a gentle but booming voice, reminiscent of her orator husband.
He was a walking miracle. Do you know that he was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness more than 25 years ago? He was given 6 months to live more than 25 years ago. And he kept going. He kept fighting. He kept standing. He kept working.
Without naming President Trump, she shared the pain her husband experienced after the president attacked Baltimore on Twitter over the summer.
And while he carried himself with grace and dignity in all public forums, it hurt him. Because one thing you do not know about Congressman Cummings, he was a man of soul and spirit. He felt very deeply. He was very empathetic. It was one of his greatest gifts.
Cummings was a national civil rights leader, and he gained further national recognition for his leadership as chair of the powerful House Oversight Committee, especially as it pursued President Trump. But speakers mostly highlighted his love of his city, country, and mentorship. Here's Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
And as the Master of the House, he was also the Mentor of the House. Does anybody in here be mentored by Elijah Cummings? I think so.
Elijah Cummings first won the 7th District seat in 1996. He was preceded by Kawisi Mifume, the former president of the NAACP. Mifume spoke of his close friend's legacy to Black Americans everywhere.
And he lived it. He was the 20th century manifestation of a race of people who had suffered, endured, and survived. 3 centuries of slavery, oppression, deprivation, degradation, denial, and disprivilege. Thrust from his mother's womb as he was in the middle of an evolving civil rights movement, a movement of Black Renaissance.
Two former presidents gave final remarks before Bishop Scott's eulogy.
Because no matter how hard he fought and how passionately he argued, he tried to treat everybody the way he wanted to be treated, the way he thought America should be treated.
That's former President Bill Clinton remembering Cummings' decency.
You know, you can't run a free society if you have to hate everybody you disagree with.
Cummings was the son of sharecroppers and Pentecostal pastors. Former President Barack Obama spoke extensively about his upbringing.
His life validates the things we tell ourselves about what's possible in this country. Not guaranteed, but possible. The possibility that our destinies are not preordained.
Amid the country's current divisive political climate, Obama remembered Cummings' overall mission. In speeches, the congressman would often ask, "What did you do?"
And hearing him, we would be reminded that it falls upon each of us to give voice to the voiceless and comfort to the sick, an opportunity to those not born to it, and to preserve and nurture our democracy.
And finally, Bishop Thomas traced Cummings' life from South Baltimore to the U.S. Capitol with cadence, rhythm, and power much like his old friends.
Because Elijah would say, as long as God gives me strength, I'm going to be able to go back and fight another day. Never fighting with despair, never fighting with pessimism, fighting with the one weapon Jesus Christ made sure he had. And that weapon was an unshakable faith, a faith that God did not bring me this far to leave me now. Uh-oh, touch somebody and say, hear this, that God didn't bring our nation this far to leave us now. And if God be.
And as the funeral concluded and pallbearers wheeled Cummings' casket out of New Psalmist, attendees jumped to their feet and sang in joy and grief, in community, like Cummings surely would have wanted.
Sing to the glory of Almighty God this melody.
I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.